This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The diplomatic war between the United States and China was ratcheted up today as Beijing strikes back for the U.S. order that China shut down its consulate in Houston, Texas. Today, China directed the United States to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu as tensions between the world's two largest economies reach a new high. The order to depart the consulate in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as roughly the same in scale and impact as the action in Houston. The U.S. has accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked Washington to reconsider its order. That did not happen, and so today's shutdown demand. The Chinese foreign ministry in a statement said, quote, "The measure taken by China is a legitimate and necessary response to the unjustified act by the United States." Further, it said that the current situation in Chinese-U.S. relations is not what China desires to see. Experts on both sides are probably wondering where things go from here. Meanwhile, the U.S. says that Beijing's consulate in San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher accused of hiding her alleged role in the Communist Party's military wing on her visa application. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai composite lost almost 4%. In Europe, all the major exchanges are down, and Wall Street opened off 100 points from yesterday's close. In Israel, it is the day after a night of violent clashes between protesters and police in Jerusalem. It was the latest demonstration aimed at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both for the corruption charges against him and his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Police used water cannons to break up the crowds of protesters, and there were dozens of arrests. Israel imposed a lockdown when the first COVID-19 cases appeared in the country in March, but then moved to quickly reopen its economy in May, and the disease made a strong comeback. The country's virus case count is about 58,000, with at least 442 deaths. This is VOA.